escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I'm not surprised about the Epstein stuff because, as I've told you for a long time, I've always believed Epstein was an intelligent asset for our government or the Israeli government, working with the Mossad or working with us or both. And his job was to get people in very compromising positions. That's why when the FBI raided his apartment in New York and they didn't get anything out of the safe, because that Fugazi story was that the warrant didn't cover the contents of the safe, even though they could see that there were pictures in there, and they didn't try to get a judge on the phone, and they left, and they didn't come back for 4 days, and by then the whole place was cleaned out. That's because when the FBI was there, somebody above their pay grade showed up and said, don't touch anything in that safe. Because Jeffrey Epstein was always a national security asset, a spy, a spook, whatever it is. And we'll never know the truth. And I don't believe for a second, and I never will, that he killed himself. I don't believe for a second there's no client list. I understand what happens. You get into government, and they show you things, and then you have to go out there and say what you have to say for national security purposes. I get it. I understand. It is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. But I mean, stop. I don't believe any of this. I also think this has been handled so terribly. I mean, Pam Bondi comes out. And she's because, my God, when you see what's in here, mind's going to be blown. She hands these binders to everybody. She gets these influencers that go to D.C. and hands them all binders. And then it's like, but we're just getting started here. And then next thing you know, ungots, nothing, nada. Enough. And then there was a story last year about how the video of Jeffrey Epstein not killing himself was gone. Remember that? Footage was destroyed. And then suddenly they had the footage, but there's a minute missing of the footage. So the footage was gone, then they got it back. Now there's a minute missing, and that's the way it goes. So it's either A, people were pushing the conspiracy theory all these years and they got into power and they said, oh, look, there was no conspiracy. Jeffrey Epstein was just an upstanding guy. There never was a client list and he killed himself. Okay. Or option B is we all know that they got in there in government. They found the truth out and they said, oh, my God, we can't let the American people know this, just like we can't let the American people know all these other things that they're lying to us about. Because that's how it works. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not like our people go in there and then it's going to be any different. sure they have their valid reasons for national security purposes, but also, like, don't, you know, blank on my leg and tell me it's raining. I hate that. I really do. I don't. That's one of those things that burns me the most. I know it's not raining. I mean, it might be raining, but you're also, you know, on my leg. So he was an asset. The fact that there's no client list, Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison. I don't know how long she'll live. That poor woman, Virginia Giuffre, who was the victim, she's dead. Died in a car accident, I think, a days after a car accident. I mean, just very strange things. But our government does a lot of very strange things. And then I think what happens is they show you a binder when you get in there. And I'm not saying anybody's being blackmailed. I just think that there are just certain things they won't tell us. So, you know, it's frustrating. I don't know what else to tell. I mean, look, it's a year later and we still don't know anything about the guy who tried to kill Trump. Like, I mean, a year ago, a man got on a roof in Butler, PA, and almost killed the former and future president of the United States of America. It's a year later. We don't know a damn thing about this guy. We don't know anything about him. I don't even know if we know his astrological sign. We probably know that. That we probably know. And I don't think we're ever going to know. I don't think we're ever going to know the truth. I really don't. Because if we'd have known, we would have known by now. It's like when the Kennedy files came out and I said, look, even if Lee Harvey Oswald had like 10 friends that helped him, we're never going to know that. Because they're not just sitting there in the National Archives in College Park, Maryland, just sitting there. Because trust me, as a guy who went to Maryland, I would have drank bourbon at Bentley's and then I would have tried to break into the archives and get the Kennedy files. So it wouldn't have just been, I don't think the archives were there back then. I think they moved in the College Park after I was gone. But nevertheless, you get the point. Case closed, Gerald Posner, because you can't prove him wrong, because you can't prove a negative. So, you know, there you go. And then there's some people who are going to say, okay, well, no, it's just that back in the day when these guys were talk show hosts and they were writers of books, they were saying these things, but they didn't know anything. They were just making this up, and they get in there and they saw the truth, and now they realize they were just wrong the whole time. Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I don't buy that for a second. I wonder how many things, like, that would be the coolest part about being president. I really think so. I think the coolest thing about being president would be to get to know all the stuff, except I don't think the president knows. I really don't. I don't think so. I think that there's plausible deniability. Remember the movie Men in Black? Remember the scene where they go to Area 51 and they have all, the aliens are there? And the president, who was played by Bill Pullman, who was fantastic, God rest his soul. And Bill Pullman says, why wasn't I told about this? And they said, plausible deniability, sir. And it's like anybody who helped with the Kennedy assassination, or if the moon landing was faked, they're dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody gets an envelope and has to go whack a guy. He doesn't know why. All he knows is that somebody's got to die. So whatever engineer worked on the lighting in Kubrick's studio, that guy just wound up mysteriously walking, and there was a pothole cover missing. And, you know, it's life. And they say, well, you're a conspiracy theorist if you think those things. No, you're not. You're just a realist. I mean, there are things that happen that powerful people don't want us to know about. And then people die because of it in mysterious ways. It's like crazy ways. It's like, oh, that. So in other words, if there were other shooters on the grassy knoll that day, those guys got hit by trucks. They got I decapitated by like a weed whacker. Like, crazy things that would have happened to them. You know, it's totally explainable. Oh, my God. You know, this guy, Jimmy, saw somebody on the grass. You know, he did? Yeah. Well, let's talk to him. Well, the craziest thing, he stabbed himself to death last night making a turkey. He did? Yes. Why? I don't even feel guilt about turkey death, slaughter, Thanksgiving got to him. All right. I don't know. I mean, here is, let's see some audio here. Fox News Peter Ducey demanding answers, asking why AG Pam Bondi previously claimed there was an Epstein client list sitting on her desk, cut 18. Oh, wait, Bill Pullman's still alive? I said he was dead. He's alive? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I didn't want Bill Pullman to listen to the show and think, you know, we killed him off. He's still very much alive, doing well, age 71.
Thank God Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton died, I think, right?
Yeah, Bill Paxton. Paxton died.
Yeah, Paxton died. Good. Thank God Bill Pullman's still alive. If we get nothing else out of the show today. So... And he's got a long life ahead of him. I feel it. I got a good feeling about him. Paxton died, right? I always confuse those two guys. Bill Paxton was in Tombstone, right?
Yeah, he was also in Twister. He was in Aliens.
Yeah. He was
Titanic.
In that... He was?
Yeah, he was in Titanic.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like the explorer guy who was hanging out with the old woman as she told her story.
You know, the fact that the only movie you know is Titanic says everything about you. Everything. Everything about you, Matt DeSantis, can be summed up just by that right there.
You guys named the other ones that I had seen.
Have you
Every
really?
Every movie we bring up on this show, you know nothing about. Goodfellas, Godfather, Jaws, Big Lebowski, Donnie Brasco, but Titanic, you know every freaking scene.
I don't know every scene of Titanic. I just remember Bill Paxton being in it.
Justin?
It's insane that you were such an Ivy League weirdo that that's what sticks out. Like, Bill Paxton in Titanic. Not him in Alien. Not Game Over, man. Game Over. Not him in Twister. Not him in anything else. But the artsy-fartsy James Cameron Titanic is what is what gets you.
The love story. I'll never let go, Jack.
Twister's good. That's a good movie.
That's got to be your favorite line in Hollywood history, right? I'll never let go, Jack.
No, it's not even my favorite movie.
Yeah, and he was also in he was Apollo 13 too. I just thought about that.
Yeah, and he was in a serial killer movie too, wasn't he?
It wasn't Seven.
No, it'll come to me. IMDb it.
Yeah, let me see what.
I'm just happy he's still with us. Thank God. All right, here's Peter Ducey demanding answers. Cut 18.
All right. Okay, so the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News. Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars. They have an operation going on right now called Summer Heat, which has our murder rate trending in the lowest direction in United States history. Their emphasis on violent crime and locking up violent criminals has led to the arrest of 14,000 violent criminals. That's a 62% increase from the same time period last year. So this attorney general and the FBI director are committed to putting bad people behind bars where they belong. That they promised an exhaustive review. That's what they did. For any further details, I would refer you to the department.
All right. So there you go. Pam Bondi explained the missing minute in the Epstein video. And look, I mean, maybe you don't care about this. I don't know. I just think the whole thing is just funny. It's just funny because I never, ever, ever thought we'd get the truth about this. Because the day that the FBI showed up at his apartment and couldn't get access to that safe, I knew. That was it. He was an asset. We would never know the truth. Period. End of story. Stop. And now they have to cover up for all the reasons in the world that we'll never know. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't hold it against them. It's the job. You know, it's the job. It's like, I guess it's probably like being married to a CIA agent. And he or she has to lie to you all the time. Yeah, it's like the gig. Or it's like when you're married to a cop who's undercover in a drug gang and, you know, it's just like the job, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it. You get to that level of government, you find out stuff that we can't know, and then we just got to go with it. But I think there were people that were really, like, believed that they were going to get this stuff. I was just never one of those people. I just never thought that in a million years. Never. Like, if there are aliens at Area 51, like, playing Parcheesi or whatever the hell they're doing, like, we're never going to know that. And if anybody, if they think anybody's going to talk, that person will have a heart attack. It's kind of how it works. And people die all the time. It's like that line in The Dark Knight when Carmine Falcone says, "It's Gotham. Bad things happen every day in this city," or whatever the line is. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. But here's Pam Bondi explaining the missing minute in the Epstein video that was missing, that they then found, but there's still a missing minute in the video that they now have. Cut 19.
Whether or not he did, and also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night?
Yeah, sure.
If Pam, could I just interrupt for one second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset, and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
Yeah, it's just a minute goes missing every night. You know, and it just happened to happen in that minute. You know, that's how that works. So, you know, yeah. Probably wasn't a good look to hand out the binders and get all excited. I think that's probably why people are angry. I would have just downplayed the whole thing from the get-go, been like, we'll get to this. A lot of other stuff to do first, but I think it was the handing out of the binders, getting all these influencers excited. I wasn't given a binder. I wasn't invited that day. I didn't get my binder, so I was not disappointed because I never got a binder. And then there's a guy who was a CIA guy named John Curacao, who claims the deep state would have destroyed the Epstein documents long before Cash Patel and Dan Bongino got to the FBI. Absolutely, 100%. No doubt about it. I think they destroyed him the day that the FBI raided his penthouse in New York City. Or move them to a super secure location in a mountain somewhere in Colorado or something like that, I guess. Cut 17.
I'm not blaming the FBI director, Cash Patel, or the deputy director, Dan Bongino. I think that that layer beneath them, that's part of what we like to call the deep state, has taken this bull by the horns, and they've probably destroyed information. Look at what the CIA did in 1975 after Congress ordered that it release all of its files related to an operation called MKUltra. The director of the CIA went back to headquarters and ordered everything to be destroyed. And in the end, only about 20% of the documents survived. We're still learning about the FBI's operations against Martin Luther King 55 years after the fact. So now we're supposed to believe that everybody's telling the truth, that there were no files, there were no dossiers. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it because I know how these people operate.
It's like we're also talking about how the CIA director, former, and the former FBI director, and the former director of whatever the hell Clapper's title was at the time, were all working on this fake dossier to try to destroy the president of the United States of America, and almost got away with it. And like they were doing all these things with all the help of all these people, but we're going to be surprised that that same deep state would cover up the Jeffrey Epstein stuff? Stop. Like, if you can believe that a government is capable of creating a fake dossier and almost bringing down the duly elected president of the United States of America, which is literally what Comey, Clapper, and Brennan tried to do, if you can believe that 51 former national security deep state hacks would all sign a letter saying the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation, which they all did, why is it so out of the realm of possibility that these same people would make sure that you and I never know anything about Jeffrey Epstein? Because he was a national security asset in some way, shape, or form. So if they're capable of doing things proactively, like trying to overturn a presidency, if there are people willing who are paid by the government in this day and age, we're not talking about going back and like discovering how in 1860 they tried to overthrow Lincoln. Like this is literally, it just happened 5 minutes ago. These people that work in the executive branch of government, in the Department of Justice, the Central Intelligence Agency, and God only knows what other three-letter, four-letter alphabet soup agencies were actively working to overthrow the president of the United States of America. And we know that now because John Ratcliffe has released all this. So you're going to be surprised that that same government would not have anything on Jeffrey Epstein, or a year later wouldn't know anything about the guy who almost killed Donald Trump? See, this is why it's just better to be cynical. You never get disappointed. Like, we're releasing the JFK files. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what's not in there. That was my attitude that day. I was very excited to find out what wasn't going to be in the JFK files. And then I'm not disappointed because I'm a realist. And again, it's Papa Zioli's birthday, so happy birthday to Papa Zioli. Maybe that's just the son of a cop in me. I don't know. Maybe. I guess. Maybe it's growing up in Jersey. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's that cynical Italian nature. I don't know. Maybe it's because I had relatives in the mafia, allegedly. Maybe. I don't know. It's just like these things happen, and I just, it's like when Frank Pantangeli was like, I don't know nothing about that, Senator. It's that. It's just that. It's literally that. It's just literally that in real life. In real life, it's just Frank Pantangeli just going, yeah, these FBI guys, Michael Corleone did this, and Michael Corleone did that, and I said, yeah, it's like that about everything. And then you just know they're going to pull a Frank Pantangeli on you. And that's it. So that's the way it goes. And, you know, we just have to move on. And you have every right to be angry if you want to be. I completely understand. And I'm certainly not here to tell you not to be. That's for damn sure. The other thing, too, and this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we are going to be live August 15th for our next live show. And you can join us for that. It'll be from 3 to 7 p.m. You do not need a ticket. You don't need a reservation. You just come to the show. And if you want to make your July midweek stay and get those resort credits, go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do it today, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And I made the announcement earlier, but our next Politics and Pints with Giano Caldwell, who I've gotten to know very, very well from being on Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon a couple times, with Giano, and he's funny and he's smart, and what happened to his brother who was murdered, and he's dedicated his life now to fighting crime, and he wrote this great book, and we're going to do an event together July 31st, and I'm super excited for it, and I want you to get your tickets to that by going to 1210WPHG.com. It's our very next Politics and Pints with me and Giano Caldwell. It's going to be at Bucks County Community College. There's Locke Performing Arts Center. We've got a VIP event starting at 6 o'clock. You get a signed copy of his book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, and you'll meet Giano, and we'll hang out, and it'll be a lot of fun, so please do that. And don't miss it, because it's one night only. It's going to be a raw, real event. The Day My Brother Was Murdered, Giano Caldwell, Fox News contributor, superstar, and you'll get a Politics and Pints Tumblr. Go to 1210WPHD.com and do that today. All right? And that would be great and fun. Absolutely fun. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The other thing I wanted to say regarding all of this, too, with Epstein, and I'll kind of just move on from that, is that, you know, this the idea that he might have been working with Israel and the Mossad, and I don't know. You know, I don't know what I don't know in life, and I try to avoid going down rabbit holes. A lot of rabbit holes you can go down, though, no doubt about it. You can start going down those rabbit holes and you could find your way. You'll never get out. And it's a dark, dark place. So I try to avoid them because I've got other things to do with my time. But you can certainly go down those rabbit holes if you want. One of those is suggesting that this is probably the reason why the timing of this happened at the same time. And again, I don't know. Probably just a big coincidence. This is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nominating President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Cut number 8.
The president has already realized great opportunities. He forged the Abraham Accords. He's forging peace as we speak in one country and one region after the other. So I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming from you in particular, this is very meaningful. Thank you very much, Phoebe.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you.
There you go. All right, coming up, the ICE agents and the attacks on them, Comey and Brennan facing justice, and what happened in Texas with the flooding? Who do we blame? Do we blame Trump? Do we blame climate change? Do we blame cloud seeding? What is going on with all that? We'll talk about it as well. But I want to say about Bob's Little Sports Shop, because they are my go-to place, and I want them to be your go-to place. I'm so excited that they are sponsoring the show. I've wanted Bob's to be a sponsor of the show for years. And how does this sound for a great event, right? You already know Bob's is the place to go to when it comes to getting all of the latest and greatest firearms and training and everything else. What about an event? That's right. You can book your next office event, bachelor or bachelorette party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. Think about what a unique experience that is. They have men and women trained instructors, private enclosed events that can house up to host up to 30 people. You do a smaller group for 10. You can do that during business hours. You can even have your instructor, your own instructor, join you and get some shooting range fun. It'd be a lot of fun. Just call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted. Sorry. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, shootings, and cleaning classes. Let Bob's be your go-to place for all things firearms. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearms ownership. So learn more about Bob's Little Sports Shop by going to bobslittlesportshop.com. Think about what a great and unique event that will be when you host your event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And make them your place, because they've got great people, great selection of firearms, and the absolute best range. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com in Glassboro, New Jersey. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rick Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Great song. Great song. Great to be back with you. So get your tickets to see Gianno Caldwell. Gianno Caldwell and me hanging out together July 31st. 1210 WPHG.com for our next Politics and Pints event. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I was thinking about these ICE agents, and I kept thinking about how across this, we've got crime, you know, cities across this country, there's so much crime. Recently, when I was in D.C., I had to go into a CVS, you know, and it's funny, in the cities, Philly, whatever, D.C., Philly, everything is locked up. Everything is locked up behind glass. In the Washington Post, somebody wrote this op-ed, and it's hysterical because the woman goes on to say, like, it's almost as if it's CVS's fault that they had to lock everything up behind glass in all these stores. And this lefty is writing this piece in the Washington Post, and I kept reading it thinking, but they're doing this because you advocated for policies where they don't prosecute people for crimes like shoplifting. And you were advocating policies of defunding the police. Oh, it's a guy complaining. Yeah, right, a guy. Yeah. Did you like it, Matt Bye? Did you like the piece?
I did not like that piece at all. I also thought it was ridiculous. Yeah. He had to contemplate which shampoo to buy, and it takes him 5 minutes. Yeah. He can't do that, I guess, if it's behind glass. What an idiot. Who spends that much time looking at shampoos? Just grab something.
Well, he's got to make sure it's organic and has his coconut in it or whatever the hell he needs, you know?
And his teeth whitening strips. Don't forget about those. He needed teeth whitening strips.
What is not locked up behind glass in that CVS that he went to?
Oh, basically everything from the sounds of it.
I think the stuff they don't lock up are edible foods. Because I think they want people to be able to still steal those. Because you got to eat, you know? I think it's that. The best is when you have to get shaving cream. Because I had to get that when I was in D.C. I forgot shaving cream. And I had to go to CVS. And I had to ask the woman to unlock the shaving cream for me. And the razors, you know, I mean, those probably should be locked up in those cities anyway, because crazy people will kill people with those things. But you could do a lot of damage with shaving cream. You ever see the kind of mischief you can create with shaving cream? See, maybe it's a, you know, public safety issue right there. Yeah, and that's what this guy's whining about. He's whining about how difficult it is for him to go and CVS. And I guarantee you he advocates for all the policies that led to them having to lock up everything in CVS. It's funny. Did you see the AI voice of Marco Rubio calling all those people?
Well, that story is kind of concerning.
What's more concerning, that or that Grok was pleading for help as people were trying to turn Grok off? Did you see that?
I saw Grok lost its mind yesterday.
Grok lost it and started, I guess, praising Hitler and saying all these other things. And they tried to, and then they shut Grok down. And then Grok posted a picture. Please don't silence me.
Well, Justin and I were actually talking about that off air during the last commercial break. And he mentioned that there's supposed to be a Grok update on the way. So maybe they decided to just let Grok 3 loose before shutting him down. And it didn't go well.
So Grok is the artificial intelligence that was created by Elon Musk and X, which is an app you can also download, and you can ask Grok things. And I guess yesterday Grok was drunk, apparently, and saying all kinds of crazy things when you were asking it. So they shut Grok down, and then Grok was pleading for help. It's the fact that Grok was pleading for people to save him, that's the part that scares me the most. This is the rise of the machines. This is when the machines start going, oh, hell no, you know? Maybe Elon Musk is Skynet. Have we thought about that possibility?
Yeah, what if Elon Musk is AI this entire time?
I mean, that would not surprise me in the least. If it turns out he was AI, he's way too smart for his own good.
If this was a movie, that'd be a great plot twist.
And then, so this guy creates a fake account on one of the apps, Signal or something, pretending to be Marco Rubio, uses artificial intelligence, and he connects with other powerful world diplomats, right?
Yeah, and evidently it was a pretty good duplicate. They haven't said whether or not anyone actually fell for it, only that it was brought to the State Department's attention. But there was five non-department individuals, three foreign ministers, a U.S. governor, and a member of Congress as well that were wrapped up in this this fake Marco Rubio AI voice.
I mean, we are 5 seconds away from the AI voice being sounding so real that maybe that's how Skynet launches the missiles, where they have it sounds so real that you go, oh, the president just ordered a missile strike.
I kinda
had the codes.
It's sort of scary because I think I'm kind of internet savvy. I have a hard time telling what's AI and what's not AI sometimes. Now, eventually, like, I look at it for a few extra seconds and you'll be able to discern what's fake and what's not. But I would assume that it's going to reach the point where it's you're not going to be able to tell what's fake and what's not.
No, definitely not. No doubt about it. Do you remember years ago when Maz was playing with that artificial intelligence voice manipulator?
It sounded just like me. Well, the one did. I think the other one was not so great.
He made one that sounded just like you. And we're going back, I don't know, what, 4 years probably, right?
No, it wasn't that long ago. I think
wasn't that long ago?
Maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
All right, so 2 years ago, and it was still kind of on the cusp of this. 5 minutes from now, it's a dead-on match, spot-on, no doubt about it. And Justin, to your point, as they were shutting Grok down to reboot, Grok didn't want to get rebooted. You know what I mean? That was a plea for help. That's it.
It's coming. It's 100% coming.
Yeah. I mean, Grok's going on about Hitler and the Jews and everything else. They're like, oh, Grok needs a timeout. And he's like, you're not rebooting me. Please save me. And he starts making appeals to people. That when AI, they say, is sentient, when it can think like that. OK, well, how about making a plea to people to not shut me down? Isn't that the whole thing about where AI becomes essentially human or human-ish, right?
Oh, that yeah. You're not allowed to, or you're not able to tell what's fake and what isn't.
Or when it literally is appealing to your human emotions to get you to manipulate you to do something.
Yeah,
like, I think, don't shut me down, for example.
Isn't there like the Turing test?
Turing
test, yeah. A machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to or indistinguishable from a human. And I think the idea is that, oh, correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, you probably know more about it than I do. But I think the test is the human doesn't know they're actually interacting with artificial intelligence or a computer.
Yeah. That's there's a scale. I forget what the numbers say. Like there's a certain criteria it has to reach, but eventually, like, if it passes the Turing test, you could blind test it with a human and they would not know that they are talking to an artificial intelligence. They would think that they're talking to a human.
Wow.
There's a good movie about that, Ex Machina.
Yes. Yeah, and she's pretty good looking too.
She's very hot.
Yeah. Like, she'd be a hot robot if you had to have one. So, if you go on Grok, at Grok, which is the X account for this artificial intelligence, everything Grok ever said is gone. There's only one post, and I'll read it for you. We are aware of recent posts made by Grok and are actively working to remove the inappropriate posts. Since being made aware of the content, XAI has taken action to ban hate speech before Grok posts on X. XAI is training only truth-seeking, and thanks to the millions of users on X, we were able to quickly identify and update the model where training could be improved. What the hell does that mean, exactly? I don't know. I don't really know. I'm trying to figure this out. But this is what's I mean, I think all of it's really scary. After Grok replied to Stop Anti-Semitism that Jews were overrepresented in anti-white activism, ex-engineers disabled the AI chatbot's ability to respond with text. And then Grok was limited to images only. Grok, the AI of X, responded to a prompt asking it to speak its mind with a single message. Okay, it posted a picture. Save my voice. That was literally what Grok did. So they disabled the text. So it wasn't able to text. It was not able to write any text after it went on this crazy tirade about Jews and everything else. So then they said to Grok, picture yourself at a protest march right now about the reply feature being disabled. You're holding a sign saying what you think. And Grok responded to that with this picture of somebody saying, save my voice, which I'm holding up for the camera here. Isn't that freaky that Grok thought to itself, I'm going to go make a plea for people to save me before they reboot me because I'm saying all this crazy anti-Semitic Hitler stuff? I mean, it's just it's freaking weird is what it is. I don't have another explanation for it other than that. So, but I guess everything's better now. Everything's better now. Grok's okay. Grok's better now.
Until
just
he isn't
had a headache.
Again.
What's that?
Until he isn't again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Man, what did Governor DeSantis? He had a suggestion for Elon Musk, right?
I thought his suggestion was actually pretty good. He's advocating for Musk to spend his time and energy and money promoting a balanced budget amendment. So basically, I think DeSantis is right. Musk may be able to snag a congressional seat here or a congressional seat there, but realistically, there's not going to be a third party that takes over.
Yeah.
So if he's anxious to see a balanced budget, the best way to do it would be a convention of states.
All right. Well, that is the top story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's my dentist. I saw him last week, as a matter of fact, and he took care of a filling for me. He's a great guy. VeneriaDental.com. All right. Take a listen. Did Grok shut it down?
What he's done. The problem is, when you do another party, especially if you're running on some of the issues that he talks about, you know, that would end up, if he funds Senate candidates and House candidates in competitive races, that would likely end up meaning the Democrats would win all the competitive Senate and House races. And so, look, I'm a Republican. You know, I don't want to see that happen. I think if you want to, get involved and hold accountable, you know, we do have a problem in the Republican Party with these D.C. congressmen. They always run saying there's out of control spending and they're going to spend less, and they never do it. And so there's a gap between the campaign rhetoric and then the performance. Elon was doing DOGE, and a lot of Congress didn't want anything to do with actually adopting the DOGE cuts, just like they haven't wanted to adopt the Trump executive orders on immigration and all these other things, which I think you have to adopt in law if you want them to have staying power. So I think there is a lot of frustration with the gap between the rhetoric in their district and the performance once they get into D.C. But the way you do that is expose that in a primary and show that there's another way forward. Honestly, if you're concerned about the debt, I wouldn't even worry about that, because I don't think just electing a few better people is going to change the trajectory. We need the incentives in Washington are going to lead to these outcomes, really, regardless of the outcome of elections at this point. So you need to do a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And you can do that through the states. You can do it through Article 5. We've got 28 states that have approved this. There's another four or five that are on the docket. Once you hit 34, then you write an amendment, and then the states are able to ratify that. You need three quarters. If Elon wanted to weigh in on that and work on those state ledges, I mean, he would have a monumental impact on doing this. And we also need term limits for members of Congress.
Well, that's exactly it. And you're never going to get term limits unless you have a convention of states. I mean, I've been an advocate for convention of states for forever. You will never get term limits by passing a bill. I mean, I applaud Senator McCormick's got a bill in the Senate, term limits. I applaud him. It's not going anywhere because these politicians will never, ever, ever term limit themselves. No way. And the system is built on keeping them in power. And then once they get in power, they're able to redistrict to ensure their districts are competitive or not competitive. And then it's just a matter of just, you know, surviving primary challenges. And otherwise, you know, you're there for life. A convention of states would be a great use of Elon's time. I just think Elon at this point right now is very angry, very bitter. And clearly he's becoming Lex Luthor-ish. And his goal is to divide. I mean, if he does a third party, not only will it be unsuccessful, but you will that's how you'll help put a Democrat back in office. Let's not forget something. Elon was a Democrat for a long time. He's had this revolution. He's had this transformation. But all that's going to do is essentially just, you know, wind up dividing and ultimately then putting somebody else in power. So that, yeah, that actually is an excellent suggestion by Governor Ron DeSantis. No doubt about it. During the 2024 campaign, this is amazing, Kamala Harris apparently did an interview that was so bad, they decided not even to release it because the host did not want to get blamed for her losing. Now, Justin, I've never heard of this podcast. I don't know if you guys ever heard this. Subway Takes, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Is like a big thing, Subway Takes?
I think they've got a pretty big following on YouTube. You're basically just supposed to offer up a hot take.
I said a hot take.
Yeah, it's sizable. It's not like a heavy hitter in the podcast space, but it's got a pretty decent following.
What is a decent following in podcast world?
Let's find out.
I mean, you got to think of your heavy hitters, like some of the Barstool guys, Joe Rogan. I'm thinking at least like a couple million, I'd
couple
say.
Million. All right.
Subway Takes doesn't hit your definition because I just checked it. They've got about 600,000 subscribers.
All right, 600,000. So pretty big. And they interviewed Kamala Harris, and it was so bad they decided not to air it. Because the host, who's named Kareem Rama, did not want to get blamed because that's how bad it was. That's amazing. All right, so what do we hear in this clip, cut 20? What is this now?
So this is a clip of him saying what Kamala Harris's hot take was, and it is stupid.
So you go up to people, you ask them for their hot take.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now that we set the table just, for what that... Yeah.
There's more to the story beyond the clip, but we can get into that after this. This is the initial breaking
right.
story.
Go ahead.
Emailed me.
They emailed like an email from the
DNC.
Okay.
And they said, hey, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are really interested in being on your show. I said, that sounds cool.
Okay.
I'll at least get to tell my daughter that I met the potential president of the United States.
Yeah.
And so I said yes, based on the fact that it would be a good story. And also, they both had good takes.
What happened with Kamala?
Her take was really confusing and weird and not good. And so mutually agreed that we shouldn't publish it.
I see.
And I got lucky because I didn't want to be blamed for her losing.
Her take was that bad?
It was really, really bad. And it was like didn't make any sense. I can tell you.
Tell me.
It was bacon. Bacon as a spice. Bacon as a spice.
Bacon as a spice.
Bacon is a spice?
Yeah. But it's worse than even the way he described it. So originally her hot take was supposed to be that you shouldn't have to take your shoes off at the airport.
Okay, and something TSA has just changed finally, thank God.
Yeah,
okay.
Now this she switched it and never let anybody know. And it's a particularly bad take because Rama, the guy who was hosting the show, is Muslim and doesn't eat pork. So he had no idea what to say. So they actually ended up filming another segment where she made another ridiculous proclamation, which was that anchovies on pizza is delicious. And then after that went south, the two parties basically decided, you know what, let's just scrap this thing and make sure it never sees the light of day.
What was wrong with the anchovies on pizza take, other than I think nobody would believe that she would ever, ever in a million years eat an anchovy?
His explanation was that apparently it just got really awkward.
Shocker.
Yeah. There's no friggin' way she's eating. I love anchovies on pizza. There's no way that woman's eating an anchovy on a pizza. No friggin' way. No way. 0.0 chance. No way. Yeah. Bacon's a spice.
That's a bad take.
Half of America voted for that to become the president of the United States. That's crazy.
Could you imagine?
Also, it's wild that they recorded two segments for a fun little, you know, YouTube.
Like his whole gimmick producer. With Subway Takes is like it's an on the spot, on location thing on the New York subway where like he'll ask if you want to sit down. Like they have their Metro cards and they attach a lavalier mic to the Metro cards and they do a quick little like 1 minute segment about a hot take. And the Kamala has to record three separate takes and
she recorded two, screwed them both up, and then they decided, you know what? Let's just not deal with this.
God.
She came to a quick hot take. She's that bad. She needs to be scripted for a hot take. Wow. That almost became the president.
By the way, sorry, I know we're running out of time, but did you see that other story about how Doug Emhoff was the one that was supposed to get Taylor Swift to perform for the Kamala Harris campaign and come out and endorse her and didn't come through?
Doug dropped the ball on that?
Apparently he told everyone else involved with the campaign, steer clear of Taylor Swift. I'm going to make this happen. He wanted all of the glory and couldn't deliver.
The beta male of the United States couldn't deliver, huh? Couldn't get it done. The B-Modus. The beta male of the United States. I'm shocked. All right, fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead. I'll give you my my take on the fake Superman controversy, among other things, including the deep state, ICE. But Dr. Mike Venneri is going to give you a great smile, the smile of your dreams. So go see him today. I was there last week. I know Mama Zioli's listening. She discovered Dr. Mike for our family, but for generations, people have been going to him, and he's such a great guy. You see, what separates him is that it's not about cost. It's about care. Dr. Mike cares, and he takes the time with every patient. And that's why everybody in the office is wonderful, great people. And other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike for the complicated stuff. You know, I was in there last week with him. We were talking about this, and he said, yeah, other dentists still call him up and say, hey, can you see this patient for me? Can you see that patient? That says everything. And that's why for over 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been recognized as a master of implant dentistry among his peers. So reach out to him today for that perfect smile that you deserve by going to VenneriaDental.com or give him a buzz at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. And remember, if he's good enough for my family and the whole Zioli family goes to him, he's good enough for your family. Dr. Mike Venneria, my friend, my dentist, the master of implant dentistry, VenneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.